so of course it shouldn't be presented like that. But don't you think the Dalarup family might be thinking something along those lines when Carl Dalarup disappears just 1 week after his daughter died in that car accident? Those things happen. When it rains, it pours, you know. Just go to that press briefing, all right? The police are requesting the assistance of the public. All right. Focus on the news story, all right, Anne? Anne left the chief editor's office feeling slightly annoyed and sat down at her desk. The office was almost empty. Most of the reporters were out on assignments, trying to gather enough material that their local news station would still be considered worthwhile to the higher-ups. The only other person left was Noah Maria, working at her desk by the window. Flash was on an assignment with Jenny, but Nina Back, another of the many photographers, just arrived on the lift from the parking basement. She went to her desk behind Anne. Her full name was Nina Back Ozkan. She had a Turkish dad. You'd never know it to look at her. She had inherited her blonde hair from her mum and her dark eyes from her dad.
Hey, Nina. You got time to join me at the central police station?
Nina turned round to face her. She was applying lip balm from a pink container. She nodded.
What's going on?
There's a press briefing about the Supreme Court Justice.
The one who's gone missing?
Nina put the lip balm back in her handbag.
That's the one. Carl Dalarup.
The police don't usually issue invites when it's just a missing person case.
It's the Supreme Court Justice, Nina,
Anna said in a stern voice.
All right, let's go then.
Not many people were in attendance at the press briefing, which took place in front of the central police station in the mid-morning sunshine. Anne was a bit puzzled. The daughter of the family had been the most famous, frequently appearing in the media. As far as Anne knew, Carl Dalarup had never made any media appearances, so who really knew him? Not even Media House Denmark had bothered to turn up. A police chief Anne didn't recognise was handling the press. He quickly surmised the case. Carl Dalarup, 65 years of age, had left his home on Sunday morning and had driven to Mollerup Golf Course in Ryzhkov. The police chief informed them that Carl Dalarup had been driving his black Land Rover.